anybody else but me. And if you change your mind, guess what? It won't come running. It won't come running. No, no. Don't you know what it could have been like if you'd only picked me? Yeah, I was the girl for you, anyone could plainly see. Yeah, but what you could have had, what you could have had, babe. Well, it's too late, too late. So sorry.
Your CD with Nisha. The Tone and Nisha's interview started coming through. Okay. While they figure out what button I hit wrong, I want to tell you, you are listening to Tracy Cash Thomas, who is she's got a show at the Trinity House this Saturday night. We were talking about the Trinity House as the benefit that they're having there on Friday night, and Saturday night Tracy Cash Thomas is going to be there. All right, in the background, we've got High Strung. I don't know what I hit wrong. High Strung has a show. It's a free show, and it is happening at a record shop in Royal Oak called the UHF Records, and it is on Washington Street in Royal Oak, and they have got music going on all day, including the High Strung, Counts Below, Fawn, and JC in the Jungle. That's happening Saturday, starts around 2 o'clock. Music all day, live in the record store. That sounds like fun. Dale Eckhart Jr. has got a show Saturday night at the Majestic Theater. Along with them will be Phasmagora and Hard Lessons. We hope to get, I don't know if we're going to have time for Amy Gore and her Valentines. We're running out of time here, but she's got a show at the One-Eyed Betty's. That's in Ferndale. Been getting a lot of people commenting on what a fun bar One-Eyed Betty's this is. DeWinde has an interesting show, an interesting lineup at the Cadieu Cafe. Madame XD Wee is going to be playing with them along with the band Betty Cooper at the Cadieu Cafe Saturday night. Again, we're listening to High Strung, who will be at the record show. Tracy Cash Thomas, we heard in that last set. Saturday in the afternoon at the Scarab Club, they are having Piano Blues. And there's a small cover for that. It is helps the Detroit Blues Society. But that is happening Saturday in the afternoon. Show starts at 2. Speaking of the Detroit Blues Society, the second challenge for the Detroit Blues Society is happening Saturday night at Callahan's. And they've got Lady Sunshine and the X Band, Dale Robertson Band, and a band called the Pat Zelenka Project in the Detroit Blues Society Challenge. And they'll whittle that down, and the winners at the end of the season will be going to Memphis next spring for the National Blues Competition. The Phantom Shakers have a CD release party at the New Dodge Saturday night, and along with them will be the Aquanets and Motors Inn. Detroit Threads is having something to do with the record store day. That's in Joseph Campo and Hamtramck, and there will be live performances. They didn't have a list of who would be playing, but they've got live performances happening all day Saturday, starting at noon and going till 9. Well, actually, the last band goes on at 9:30, so it'll probably end up around 11. The Mugs have a show at the Magic Bag on Friday night with a band called Just a Groove Band, and they've got an interesting show happening at the Magic Stick. This is the fourth annual rock lottery that they've done, It's a benefit for the greening of Detroit. And what they do is they have musicians apply and they divide them up. They took 60 local musicians. They divided them up into 15 different groups. And they had 1 week to learn a song and write an original. And there'll be 15 different performances at the Magic Stick Friday night at the 4th Annual Rock Lottery Show. Bull Halsey and the Blue Flowers are playing along with John Holt and the Kinfolk at PJ's Lager House Friday night. And we are about to go live with the Crooked Joint here in the studio. I want to remind you, you are listening to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. This has been the Motor Calendar, where I tell you what's happening around town. Oh, one more I've got is the Wall Clocks have a show Saturday night. This is an interesting one. It's at the Salem High School Auditorium. Doors are at 7 o'clock, and that is on Joy Road in Canton, Michigan. Again, that is the Salem High School Auditorium. The Wall Clocks will be playing. And if you haven't seen the Wall Clocks, this would be a great place to take the family and go to. All right, we're listening to Hounds Below in the background. Again, they are going to be playing for free at the Record Day, Saturday afternoon Record Day thing at the UHF Record Store on Washington Avenue in Royal Oak. Let you listen to that while we wait for Mr. White to give us a thumbs up on Crooked Joint. This is Amy Gore and her Valentines, who have a show Saturday night at One Night Betty's. That's on West Troy Street in Ferndale. The address is 175 West Troy. Amy Gore and her Valentines. We are about to go live with Crooked Joint as soon as we get the thumbs up. Stay tuned. This is WHFR, where we're making waves. Okay, we are about to go live. Are you ready, Mr. White?
Yes, we are. We're on the Motor Live Drive at 5, and today we have the Crooked Joint here in the Live at Drive studios. Hey, guys, are you there?
Hello.
We are there. Crooked Joint here.
Oh, you are there. In fact, what are you going to start off with today?
World's not round. The world's not round.
Take it away.
Somebody
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Thank you.
Woo. All right.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. This is the Crooked Joint. Okay. In fact,
they're having trouble hearing. Somebody's having.
Let me see.
All I can hear is Charles.
All I can hear is Charles.
And I can't hear the drummer singing.
Ah. Okay. All right. Well,
I can't hear the drummer sing in harmony. To me.
It sounds good from in here. We just need to get your headphones worked out.
Picky.
World's not round. Okay. Okay, the world's not round. Interesting interesting song. These are all originals that you're going to be doing for
us?
These
are all songs I've written or the drummer and I have written.
Do you want to introduce yourself and who's in the band?
We've got Al Billings on bass guitar, Charles Green on percussion, Greg Hodgson on drums, and the fabulous guitar player Tom Wall. And I'm Dirk Kroll, and we've played together on and off for many, many years all around the Detroit area. And yes, we are an original band.
All right, well, that's what we like to have right here at the Motor Live Drive at 5. We've got the finest musicians in the area, well, really anywhere in the country, right here at home. So we like to let them play. And what would you like to play next?
Dirk, I think you should do Blame It on a Heartbeat, a song that he wrote over 150 years ago.
He's in several other lifetimes. Blame it on a heartbeat. Put it in your number. A sudden feeling. Feeling that I'm under. Blame it on a heartbeat. Put it in your number. A sudden feeling that I'm under.
You cast your spell on me. I'm your number. A sudden feeling, feeling that I'm under.
Yeah, all right.
Interesting. Woo. Interesting. So very good.
All right.
You guys are tight.
Oh, yes, our sound man, Alan Cantino, says, you guys are tight. You're right in the pocket.
If you're, we're hearing that from Alan, we must be doing something right.
Oh. So can I get my 50 bucks back? Oh, just kidding.
Well, one thing, I've seen you guys around for a while, but one thing I've always wanted to ask, where does the name Crooked Joint come from?
Okay, we're family friendly, and no.
Yes, we are.
We get asked that a lot, actually. And you walked into the joint, it seemed kind of crooked, you know.
it was better than Krolnutschguk. That's all we can say.
Oh, God, something. You had to bring that. That was a lot of explaining, the Krolnutschguk. But no, Crooked Joint, the place, the Crooked Joint you walked into.
Oh, okay.
Hey, this isn't what I ordered. You know, that kind of a thing.
All right. It's the place you're playing, not necessarily. Well, in fact, any place you play is one of those places.
We make it ours,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, Sharky behind the bar taking bets and
slackers.
You know,
and we're not fooling around.
Uh-huh. Well, in fact, it must be true because those are the kind of places I run into you guys.
True.
Oh, well, that's an admittance in itself, isn't it, Roger?
And you have
White, that is.
That's right, Mr.
White.
You have a show coming up, I understand, this weekend.
Mario's. It's kind of the musician's fraternity. It's at 15 and John R. in Madison Heights. It's 1477 Grill, but everybody knows it affectionately as Mario's.
Right.
And yes, we're there Saturday night, so you people in Belgium can get on the airplane right now. And
if you show up with a Casbah, we will rock it. So just in case you want to know.
All right, it's a cool little joint. It's got good food. It's got a nice atmosphere. And really, it's kind of an upscale musician's joint.
The last New Year's that we played there several years ago, we just happened to have the Rockets and the Romantics show up for a little jam session until about 4:30 in the morning. Not that I'm bragging or, you know, mentioning anything that I should mention, but you never know who's going to show up there. So,
well, in fact, the Romantics showed up at Mario's last weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, so, for the benefit for Scott Morgan.
You never know who's going to show up there.
We'd like to say a bless you, Scotty Morgan, too, who's needs a blessing.
Yeah, and we blessed him with a good amount of change.
Oh, we
benefit,
got a good chunk of change from him. That was the point. And
you know, Scott could have been with blood, sweat, and tears. You know, he was offered the opportunity and turned it down. So
yeah, he tours Europe regularly. He's got a big band over there, the kind of band he should have had here for the last 30 years. But thing is, this is all about you guys, not about...
That's right.
We had an opportunity to open up for Blood, Sweat, and Steers. It's a country western
rodeo,
band, but we turned
it down.
So.
Buck and Broncos and
everything. Oh,
okay, let's fool around, you guys.
Not fooling around?
Well, read them down, hold them up in my feet.
guys might not be fooling around, but you're sure having a lot of fun and sounding good.
Thank you. Thank
We're
you.
So glad and happy to be here.
Oh, and it sounds great going over the radio, too. So,
It's still daylight out, though, isn't it?
Yes, okay,
it is. Wanted to make
I'm
sure.
Afraid so.
Remember, no garlic, no crucifix.
We don't want to wander into the sunlight for some reason. Turn to dust.
You're safe in the studio. There are no windows. You'll never know.
No mirrors.
Well, we're ready to pull out the big special effects package that we come with us.
Featuring myself on synthesizer, my favorite song. It's a song called Maybe Tomorrow.
And you'll have to go. I don't think we're going to christen this 1968. You know, wherever and whatever for 1968.
Oh, thanks. I had something to eat earlier.
What?
yeah.
Wow. All
right. Not today, maybe tomorrow.
Maybe.
Very now, psychedelic.
In fact, maybe tomorrow is your show out at Mario's Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
Saturday.
It Saturday.
Is Saturday, yes.
Okay, so it's not tomorrow. It's Saturday.
Tomorrow, it will be maybe tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Now, you do it. Yeah, you don't play a whole lot of shows. You do very exclusive sets. So if they don't come out and see you Saturday out at Mario's of Troy.
The less we're booked, the more exclusive we claim it is.
Yeah, yes.
That's right.
It's right. And if they miss you at Mario's, what's the next place they can see the Crooked
Joint?
Well,
we've got Marcy White and Jeff Politis are running a benefit for Mount Clemens Fireworks, and that would be at John Barleycorn. I get it mixed up with Matteo's or John Barleycorn's in Mount Clemens.
It's John Barleycorn's.
Next door to each other.
Okay, you know more about it apparently than I do. And yes, that's May 12th.
He was in traffic, wasn't he, John Barleycorn?
Anyhow, it's May 12th, and boy, we're pulling them all on here. May 12th, Crooked Joint, be there.
All that information is on your website, and I was just looking at it. What great graphics from Mark Arminsky
there. Mark Arminsky, credit where credit's due. Fantastic logo. It scares little kids and me late at night. And Leo Early, too, is also the website master. Let's give him credit, too, because he's done a fabulous job.
He might be listening right
now. Yeah.
Hey, Leo.
He took the WHFR class and was hung around for a while, just didn't want to do a show, I guess.
I should work in some discount.
All right. But what is your website?
Crookedjoint.com website.
All right. That is.
And everybody can go there and preview what we've done, where we're going, bio, and everything that would go with a website.
We have a Facebook, too?
Yeah.
Facebook also. Everybody's got a Facebook.
All right, and that is Crooked Joint.
That is Crooked Joint also,
Facebook,
yes.
Crooked Joint as well.
All right.
Well, speaking of Facebook, well, I posted this as an event, and we've got several people that are making comments and they have are listening right now. So
cool.
It's a great medium for connecting with people and getting the word out, and it's a pleasure having the Crooked Joint here in the studio today.
Our pleasure. We wanted to be here for a while, and this all worked out. It's great.
Oh, it is. I'm glad we could get you in today. In fact, what are you going to do next for us?
This is Favorite Girl, and this is Flanders. That's a teenage lust song, but it's even though we might be past that stage, I write from comic books, old movies, very few songs about me personally, and this, like I said, is more of a comic book song too. But it's Favorite Girl, everybody's favorite girl.
So what he means is all these songs are actually personal. That's what he really meant to say.
That's Tom on a Saturday night, yes. My favorite girl.
right. Yes.
Yeah, I probably could if you hold
crooked
on.
Crooked Joint, right here in the Live Drive at 5 studios. We've got a caller that's just called in asking about you guys.
Excellent.
In fact, Margaret will be up with that in a minute. But, in fact...
innocent till proven guilty. Oh. Remember that.
We're over 21,
He was very impressed with Maybe Tomorrow. He said, you guys sound good, but that one was awesome.
Excellent.
Was that somebody from Pink Floyd calling?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry.
It's what did he say his name was?
He didn't want to do a shout out. He didn't want to use his name.
Sid Barrett?
He's still on hold. Let me see if I can.
It could be. It could be. Could be.
It wasn't Dick Clark. Oh, sorry.
Floyd, but that could have been Floyd the barber too. So.
Well, tell you what, question I've got for you guys is how did Crooked Joint get started?
Delusional convenience.
Hey, let's do a.
Well, Dirk had moved up north for a while, and when he came back down state, moved back to the area, we ended up looking for a convenient place to play. Rounded up some old friends, and here we are. It's about 2.5 years now, something like that.
We've known each other for quite a while, in and out of different vehicles. Greg and I, the drummer, and me, the rhythm, the singer, whatever you want to call me, have played together since we were kids. And again, on and off in different bands and that, too. But it all kind of fell together, again, about 2.5 years ago. And we've had a lot of fun and made a lot of friends since. And glad to be out playing.
What do you say we give him a power pop number? What do you think?
All right.
All right. A little blues on the side. One, two. Felt you're on your own, and your tears are falling like rain from the sky. And if you love again.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Wow.
Oh. Now, if people want to get the full Crooked Joint experience, they've got to come out and see you this weekend?
That's right.
And where at?
1477, which is Mario's. It's Uptown Mario's. Good Italian food. It's John Aron 15, which would be Maple to the locals there in Madison Heights. And it would be on the southwest corner. And again, that's Uptown Mario's, like Downtown Mario's, only Uptown. And we go about 9:30. Hopefully we go on about 9:30.
Okay.
And it's Saturday night.
And how many sets are you doing?
12. We do
two big ones,
yeah.
Is there another band that's going to be with you?
Not no. That's particular.
We might have some special guests show up.
Yeah, as you've been
always have special
you
guests.
Never know who's going to show up there.
Professional guests sounds like we hired some friends to.
I can tell you, Bob Seger's probably not going to be able to make it. Ted Nugent, he was going to show up, and then we heard what he said last week, and we thought, nah, we're not having Ted either.
Thank you.
No guns, no Ted. Sorry.
Ted, if you got something to say about it, you know where I live. So.
Now he'll show
up. Oh, I forgot.
Now he'll show up.
Well, I'll tell you, why don't we get some more music out of you guys?
I think we need a little bit of feedback.
This is a childhood song, and I saw, it was before Godzilla, I saw the movie Gorgo. Boy, am I dating myself. And I had to get near the third row out of the theater.
American. I was
right. The crooked joint.
High-end special effects. All right.
All right.
Lowbrow.
Hey, why don't we just keep you guys working? What more can you do for us?
Let's do that reap song.
Let's do that reap song.
Reap what you sow?
Reap what you sow, which is going to be kind of self-evident as you hear the lyrics. Darkly I go forth, slipping into darkness.
Okay, as Dirk loosens up his playing arm, he's letting it cool down.
Yeah,
We've only got about about 9 minutes left.
So we can get a couple more in there. I would just like to ask Tom a quick question. Tom Wall, what is the guitar you're playing, and what are you playing through?
It is a Music Man Access Sport, kind of Eddie Van Halen design, and I play through exclusively through Mesa Boogie.
Well, it's a real pretty red.
Thank you.
Sounds good, too.
Thank you.
All right. You guys are the Crooked Joint. You got a show at Mario's Saturday night. That's the 1477 Grill. They've changed their name, too, I guess, or added that to it.
They're going for it. Most people know it as Mario's.
So. Yeah.
Okay, as long as they can get there, that's all that matters.
That's what matters, Justin. Thank you for the prop, too. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and you got a website and a Facebook page. People should go and like it, and they'll get your information on your future shows.
And
every
it is
time we play, you must come and see.
Hey, Dirk,
that's right.
About doing a Midnight and Wasteland as our last two songs. That sounds good.
At least Midnight.
Well, we got to rock them. We got to rock them with Wasteland. Plus
I want to feature one of Greg's songs.
But Charles has the what do you call that?
An African boat bell.
It must be heard.
All right. Well, just let it roll out. We got a couple minutes.
Thank you.
spots here?
Yeah, I want to remind people to come out and see him at Mario's this Saturday. And what's your website again?
CrookedJoint.com. CrookedJoint.com.
All right, let's get the last one in there.
Take it away.
This is WHFR Dearborn, and welcome to Old Time Radio Mysteries. For the next hour, let WHFR